Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I am your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and notice yourself just breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after this experience if you would like. So, if you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself at the shoreline of an exotic tropical beach. The wind feels warm and comfortable against your skin. You have great sunglasses on. And these sunglasses let you take in the incredible view of the sky, the beach, and the water. The color of the ocean is so beautiful, and the sky is light blue with a few fluffy clouds. It feels soothing to hear the sound of waves as they hit the shore. You start to notice that the temperature is not too hot. You find that it is almost a perfect temperature, the kind that you like. You look down and you find that your feet are bare and your toes are in the sand. You feel the warmth of the sand and the graininess and the texture of the sand against your feet. The color of the sand is almost a pinkish color, and as you look around, you sense that it is a private beach. And you have been given special access to it. You look to the left and you see a beverage stand with icy cold drinks, and you're greeted and given one of your favorite drinks of all time, as you're welcomed by a man named Sam, who tells you that he is your personal butler and ally on this exploration today. As you prepare to set your towel down on the beach, you are given a backpack from Sam. He tells you that he has been expecting you, and he has prepared and created a specific backpack that has been made available just for you. This gray and red backpack has a unique pattern on it. The pattern is made up of circles. You notice that as you're touching the backpack, that one of the circles begins to animate. And you see there is a circle of light going around the image of one of the circles. You are curious and run your finger around the outside of that circle. And as you do, the circle creates a bubble. And the bubble pops out and you catch it into your hands. Inside the bubble, you see an image of something that has been on your mind lately, something that you have really been mulling over. A message starts to appear on the outside of the balloon now, and it is a message for you to gently shake the balloon. And as you do, you see the image inside of the balloon is starting to dissolve, and there is a possibility of something new to take form in its place. Sam invites you to just allow yourself to be curious for some new thought or idea to make its way to inform you. He even suggests that this may come to you in an unexpected way or from an unexpected source, even after you leave this space. As you are finished reading the message, the balloon gently lifts out of your hands and drifts away into the sky. Next, Sam gives you some instructions to go back to where your backpack is. On the backpack, you see that one of the other circles on the backpack is now lit up. This time, you see a bright blue light border that is moving around the circle. As your fingers follow along the shape of the circle morphs into a square, and the square pops out, and as you look down, you can see that it looks like a two electrical wall plug-in socket. Sam explains, this is to remind you that we all can symbolically be plugged into all kinds of different things in our lives. Some of them are energetic forms. Some things we plug into can hold a positive feel-good charge. Some things we plug into don't seem to work as well if we have a poor connection or frayed wire that is in need of repair, so to speak, letting us feel quite drained and depleted instead of charged. It's good to take stock of what we are plugged into. Where do you feel you're losing power in your life currently? Is there any area where you feel you're not operating on a full battery and you're not receiving the kind of life energy that you would like? And what kind of new connection do you feel drawn to plug into now in your life to receive more energy and vitality in which to run your everyday life? What are some things that you know you could unplug from? Because you do know some of the things that drain you. As you are thinking about this, Sam guides you to an energy supply station, where you are guided to stand on a small circular pad. This area gauges your current energy level, and on a continuum from 0 to 10, you can consider that 0 is an extreme place where you feel very depleted, where 10 on the other end of the continuum is where you felt the best fully charged energy you felt in your life. You may find yourself falling between 0 and 10 on the continuum, and as you stand on this pad, you get a sense of what number you feel that you are at currently. Gently ponder this and know that you can always shift from whatever number that you are from 0 to 10. Sam asks you, what are some effective ways in the past that always seemed to work for you when you were feeling in need of a power boost or a power surge or power recharge? Sam invites you to look at this time now as a fresh new beginning in some aspect in your life in which you can make some changes to increase your own battery life and your battery charge. Once you leave this space, you may want to explore envisioning what it might mean to you to have more energy or vitality in some area in your life. Be gentle with yourself as you may get some new insights about what is or has been a pattern of energy loss or drains in your life. Sam reminds you and encourages you that becoming aware of something is a great start, and you can ponder what choices, if any, you want to make in regards to what you may uncover. Next, you're invited to a private outdoor shower area where Sam explains that it is a special kind of shower that will help you to wash away and help to purify some of your energy just by taking a shower in this specially infused water. Sam leaves you to give you privacy so that you can prepare yourself for taking a shower. The shower water is soft, warm, and fragrant, and as it hits the top of your head, it feels good to let things go and to relax. The water keeps flowing, and as the water hits your body, you can almost sense that something is being cleared and released through the movement of the water over your body from head to toe. As the water reaches the drain, imagine some of the old dead energy that you have been carrying is being washed away and carried away by a sophisticated purification system below the drain. You notice that there is a deluxe deep moisturizing lotion that has been left for you. It's been made especially for you and can act as a barrier to help protect more of your energy field once you leave this place. You put some of the moisturizer on and you say goodbye to the shower area and thank it for what it has done and helped you with. You're invited now to lay down in the hammock off to your right. You are given a few moments to gather your thoughts before you prepare to leave this place. Sam then comes to you and offers you a sand dollar to take back with you. Is there to remind you that you can invest in yourself in new ways? And you have opportunities once you leave this place to help build and fortify your life energy in new ways. Sam leaves you now with a quote from writer Mark Nepo that you can reflect upon. A string of todays, if not now, when? And as you prepare to say goodbye, know that you can come back here anytime and take a few moments now to recharge. And when it feels right, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. You can come back into a seated position. If it feels right to you now, you can take a few moments to write notes or journal if you would like. I want to thank you for spending some of your time with me, and until next time, I wish you well.